All right, we don't do it here at Peace, but actually in a lot of churches, again, Roman Catholic, Anglican, Lutheran, Simeon's song occurs right after Holy Communion. When you receive the body and blood of Christ, you go back to your seat, and you sing something that's called this, the Nunc Dimittis. You remember that, right? So in Latin, that means now, Lord, which those words are right there in Luke 2, 21, now, Lord. Now, I put a little twist on it to kind of spice it up for the 21st century. My now, Lord, is perhaps today, Jesus, you're coming. Now, that's healthy because we're staying in the present moment. Every moment, Jesus, you could be coming. Now, what keeps us from living that motto? I just want to highlight a couple reasons why we don't really buy that motto, perhaps today. One is that, isn't it true that we're oftentimes stuck in the past? Are you stuck in the past, looking back? So often we're stuck with the disappointments that have happened in our past. Maybe you've heard about Pavlov's experiment. You've heard about this, John. Pavlov had an experiment that proved that dogs can be conditioned to salivate with the ringing of a bell. Many of you know this. He proved it by basically having a bell rung over and over again and matching the bell ringing with food. So it makes sense when the dog hears the bell rung, food's coming and they salivate. Dogs can be conditioned. And I know some of our members have automatic feeders for their animals. You probably already know this theory. Some of you are shaking your head. Yes, I know this theory well. As soon as they hear that little jingle into the bowl, boy, the dog knows that food's coming. This explains why when I smell peanut butter, whoa, my stomach just really get really hungry. Now, why am I talking about Pavlov? Here's the thing with Pavlov. We can be conditioned with the disappointments in our past, can't we? In 2008, in the winter of 2008, that's the time the tragedy happened. And then in 2012, that's when the job went south, in the winter of 2012. And then in 2017, in the winter, that's just when my life just went to smithereens. And the thought is we could be conditioned to think that when the winter of 2023 comes, disappointment is on the horizon. You know what that really is? That's just being simply stuck in the past. Simeon had disappointment and loss in his life, I have no doubt. But he wasn't stuck in the past. What was his motto? Perhaps today, Lord. Powerful. Now, another reason why I don't think we buy that motto all too often, or we fall into a trap of not following that model, is we're stuck in the future. Now, I imagine that Simeon had things on his mind as he was going to the temple, like things like, hey, I got to get my camel's toes clipped. I don't know. Or I've got to get that project done in my backyard. Or there's a sale in the market. I really got to get some bread today. And as he was approaching the temple, remember, he had been there time and time again. He wasn't impressed with the steps of Herod's temple because he had gone every single day. The columns, the decorations, these sorts of things. No one would blame wise old Simeon of daydreaming about the 30% sale on bread that he needed to get to by the end of the day. I think we all can relate to this, can't we? Our culture is conditioning us to think merely about the future. If you're in high school, for example, have you figured out where you're going to college? If you haven't, you're less than par. If you're in college, have you figured out your career? If you haven't, you're kind of behind the scene. If you have your career, have you figured out how you're going to retire? If you haven't, you're in trouble. If you're retired, have you written a will? If you haven't, you're just not right. See, we're conditioned to just be thinking about the future over and over again, and we become stuck, and we fail to look at the present. Perhaps today, Lord, perhaps today, Lord, you're going to do something. You're going to visit me in my life. How can we live by that motto coming into 2023? Well, I actually think it helps How can we know that Jesus is right there by our side and he'll appear in our moment of need, the snap of a finger, and present himself as he did for a wise old Simeon?